Road repair should begin this weekend in Jamaica. WAVS News for Friday, November 28th. I'm Dean Hooper, and for Winston Barnes. The National Works Agency says that $1 billion patching program that was announced by the government for emergency road repairs is in its final stage of preparation. The funds are part of a $5 billion allocation recently approved by the Cabinet for emergency expenditure to help with recovery after Hurricane Melissa. According to RGR, NWA Communication Manager Stephen Shaw says work to improve driving conditions on affected roads is expected to begin by this weekend.
We're really looking at having the works implemented before the end of this month. So within a matter of days, we're looking to have some works commencing because we do recognize some of the issues. Of course, there's just one little proviso because we still have, we work with the asphalt making companies, and those on the western side, central to western side, they too would have been impacted, and we will certainly have to work with them.
Stephen Shaw. Barbados getting closer to constitution reform. Speaking during Parliament on the new Constitution bill, PM Mia Mottley says she expects that the Constitution Committee's report will be written within 2 weeks, and once Cabinet reviews it, Barbadians will have 8 to 12 weeks to critique the final draft.
We let an introductory speech be done here, as will be done in another matter today, and then we send it to the Governance Subcommittee. We would expect, typically, that a bill in the Governance Subcommittee might take 6 weeks or 8 weeks for a normal bill, as happened with other pieces of legislation with the Parliamentary Select Committees. But in this particular instance, I doubt that we can get away with anything less than 12 weeks with respect to the Constitution, because the consultation will not only take place nationally, sir, it will also take place across the Barbadian diaspora, because this is the first new constitution that the country will be passing since 1966.
PM Mia Mottley. Dancehall fans continuing to comment on dancehall artist Andre Squash Whitaker's sentence to 2 years and 3 months imprisonment after pleading guilty in federal court in Miami to possessing a firearm while living in the U.S. illegally. According to the Jamaican Gleaner, Whitaker was arrested earlier this year during a police stop in Miami, where officers recovered a firearm from the vehicle in which he was traveling. Squash was later transferred to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and later entered a plea agreement admitting to the firearm offense and being in the country illegally.
WAVS News, I'm Dean Hooper.